Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Episode number 325, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell is your Sunday going? I hope you had a good week. I'm sitting here once again, soda water with vodka. Very basic, very easy. Let's go ahead and take our first drink. If you got them, drink them. Bottoms up. Got a lot of sports to talk about. Surprise, surprise. UFC, NHL, a little bit of baseball. Man, UFC 300 last night. That was incredible. I loved the intro they did before all the fights started, all the early prelims. Was really cool, man. It showed a lot of people through MMA history. Just kind of highlights. I saw a lot of faces I hadn't seen in a long time. Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz, Randy Couture, George St. Pierre. I mean, these are just names that helped build the brand. And when they finally did the intro, I love the old school 1993. Dude, I'm just so stuck. Every time I do this podcast and I start talking about like old jerseys, or at least old to me, you know, old logos or old color schemes, it always comes back to the 80s and 90s. Like, that's what I love. I love it the most. That, like, yellow and orange and red all on one jersey. You know what I mean? But yeah, they had the 1993 Ultimate Fighter logo, UFC Championship logo, which was really cool. I mean, they showed Hoyce Gracie, you know, a bunch of those, Ken Shamrock. A bunch of those guys back then. You know who I didn't see? Who was the Samoan guy back then? He was like a submission. I can't think of his name. If you're big into MMA, you're probably screaming at me. But yeah, they had the old school logo up, man. Great intro. I mean, it got me. I've never fought in the UFC. You know what I mean? But it got me pumped up. You know, even Cormier, when they finally got to Joe Rogan and Cormier for the announcements, Cormier was saying how it made him emotional watching all that stuff, all the intro and stuff. It made me emotional too. Not sad, but it definitely got my blood pumping. As you think about all the great fights over all the years, they've got a great history. They got a great thing going. I mean, that place was, even for the first couple of fights, it was at least like, I don't know, halfway full maybe. Maybe a little less. That crowd was loud. It was such a great scene. Seeing all the, you know, they dimmed down the lights before a fight, and you can just see all the flashes going off from all the cell phones. Dude, that illuminates the whole place itself. It was great, dude. So we're going to go ahead and talk about a couple of fights. If you watched, you probably know my favorite fight of the night. And it was the co-main event, I believe. So yeah, starting off early prelims, I'll give you some wins and some losses. Figueiredo versus Garbrandt. Figueiredo comes out on top by submission. That was pretty quick. That didn't take too long. It took a round and like less than a minute. It just goes to show you, man, like Cody's a pretty good striker. From what I've seen, all the highlights, and I actually have watched a couple of his fights, but man, you get in the wrong position with the wrong guy, and you know, you can beat him up the whole fight. Who were they showing clips of? Chael Sonnen and Silva. Yeah, dude, that same concept. That fight, I mean, Sonnen beat the hell out of Silva. The entire fight, and with like, I don't know, 20 seconds left, Silva gets the submission and wins the damn fight. I mean, we'd never seen to that point Silva get beat up like that. And Sonnen said he was going to do it, you know, in the press conferences. And, you know, they all talk, so you never know what they can actually accomplish when they get in there. But, I mean, he literally, I'd never seen him get beat up like that before, you know? So yeah, that was a great first prelim. The next one, Jim Miller versus Bobby Green. My goodness. I respect the hell out of Jim Miller for getting in there. I think they said he was 41 years old. That's impressive in itself. This guy's, you know, got some years on me, and he's in better shape than I am, dude. Like, I don't work out nearly as hard as he does, obviously, but this guy's in incredible shape. Still fighting at the age of 41, like, that's just impressive. He's been around the block, as they said, many, many times yesterday, but Bobby Green, just too much for him, and I don't mean to simplify what Bobby Green did to him, but really what it took to win the fight, the entire fight was a jab straight. That was pretty much it. And Green just tore him up. I mean, jab straight after jab straight. Eventually, Jim Miller starts, you know, bleeding out. And it was pretty brutal for him. But, hey, you know, with that loss, Jim Miller, you got to give him a lot of credit. That is one tough son of a bitch to take that kind of a beat. I mean, he was gassed at the end. And he was beat up. But he didn't give up. You know what I mean? It was pretty amazing to see. Very inspiring. I actually missed some of this next one. Andrade versus Rodriguez. Rodriguez looked pretty good. You know, she's tall. She's got some reach to her. And she was using that to her advantage as much as possible. But in the end, Andrade got the decision. Let's see. Moicano versus Turner. I actually didn't see any of that. Turner came out on top. I'm sorry, Moicano came out on top. Moving to the preliminary cards. Man, I really wanted to see this. I was just dicking around, I guess. I can't even say the guy's name. He's the dude with the ponytail, like, in a... It's, like, up on top of his head. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's reminding me of some cartoon I used to watch when I was little. I can't think of the name. Diego Lopez versus Sadiq Youssef. Lopez, I've mentioned his name several times in the featherweight category. Lopez is just a monster, dude. How many losses does he have? He has 6 losses. I don't know how those came, but the fights that I've seen of him in the past, I don't know, I'd say 8 months, however many times he's fought. I think I've seen him 3 times in that span. It's probably been less than that. It's probably been 6 months. And I've seen him 3 different times. But, I mean, every time. Those 6 losses must have come early in his career. Because, I mean, he's just dominant when he gets in there, man. And the power he has in his hands, as they say, it is ridiculous. It's, I mean, that's how he's getting guys. It's just ridiculous. If he hits you with a couple of shots, you're either hurt or you're out. There's no way around it. So congratulations, Lopez. I love watching him fight, man. That funky ass haircut. It's cool. He seems like a cool dude. Next, Holly Holm versus Kayla Harrison. I didn't get to watch much of this one. Harrison coming out on top. Qatar versus Sterling. Sterling comes out on top. I didn't get to watch that one. And I'm going to butcher this guy's name. They're both foreign. Prochazka. That's hard to say. Versus Rakic. Prochazka came out on top. I know he had a loss recently. I don't know if it was in his last fight or the fight before. So good on him. Good to see. The main card... I guess this Gaethje versus Holloway, it says canceled, but they totally fought. I guess it got lightweight. Yeah, I don't understand this website. It shows that it got canceled, but they actually fought last night. So Nickel versus Brundage. Nickel comes out on top of that. Oliveira versus, I told myself I wasn't going to butcher this guy's name. Sarukyan? Jesus Christ, man. I gotta start writing down, like, pronunciations for all these names. Like, I listened to it a million times while I'm watching this fight, which was a really good fight. Tsarukyan wins by decision. Sorry for my stuttering. Even though Oliveira had a good fight, he had a really, really good fight. Just didn't work out in his favor. The BMF, the bad motherfucker belt, dude. This was the fight of the night. I mean, I know the main card, the main event was really exciting as well. But this was the fight of the night, in my opinion. And I'll tell you exactly why. Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway. I guess Gaethje didn't have to let Holloway have a shot at winning the belt. He did anyway. And it was a really, really good fight. Holloway just, I mean, dominated him from the start. Just throwing, you know, he was getting his leg beat up a little bit. Gaethje's great at throwing those leg kicks. And he had that front lead leg of Holloway just bruised up, swollen up already. I'm sure it didn't feel good, but you couldn't tell. They kept commenting on this. But Holloway, I mean, as much damage as he took to that front leg, he never showed, he never winced, he never limped, he never, you know, you could just see the redness on the side of his leg. And they're talking about how he just blocks out that pain. And that's experience, you know what I mean? Like, blocking out pain like that, you have to take that kind of punishment over and over and over and over again to train yourself how to block it out in the first place. You know, you kick me in the leg, I go down, you know, I'd be down on the mat like, okay, I'm done, I can't walk. But this guy just blocks it out. I mean, Gaethje threw some good stuff. Holloway just dominated them, though. And I've never seen anyone do this, and I really like this. When Holloway was throwing the leg kicks, and he was kind of like throwing a front kick to Gaethje's body, it wasn't soft. I don't want to say it was soft, but it wasn't. He wasn't putting his whole, you know, body into these kicks. He was just kind of touching him. He'd kind of kick him in the leg, you know, push him back, do that front kick and push him back. And he'd do that front kick to the knee to Gaethje's first, lead leg to just kind of keep him at bay. And Holloway let his boxing take over. I mean, with alongside of those three little kicks he was doing, he just used his boxing, which was great, man. He's a great, great boxer. And at the end, I mean, it was just a battle. You didn't know what to expect. But at the end, I mean, dude, there was 10 seconds left. And Holloway points. I mean, Gaethje by this point is busted up. His nose is broken. He got hit with the spinning back kick right in the nose. I mean, it crushed his nose. It looked disgusting. It was horrible. That was the fourth kick. Okay, those kicks were pretty hard. He was putting a lot of effort into those spinning back kicks. And I kid you not, he probably did about 10 to 12 of them in that whole fight, which was great. There's not much you can do with a spinning back kick other than get out of the way. There's no way to counter. You know, it happens so fast, you just have to get out of the way, and then you're out of range to hit the guy. So it just works on all levels. If you swing at a guy's head while he's doing a spinning back kick, you're just going to get kicked. His head drops down, you know. His level changes, as they say. I'm trying to use all their terminology. And so at the end of the fight, I mean, I swear to God, 10 seconds left. Holloway has this thing wrapped up. Like, he's beat Gaethje up and down the ring. The octagon, excuse me. He just beat him up the whole time. I mean, four rounds, even the fifth round. I mean, he's just teeing off on this guy. And he decides to point to the center of the ring, you know, with 10 seconds left. And is like, you know, let's go. Like, let's throw down to end this fight and see what happens. Like, no fear in that man's heart whatsoever. And they did it. And I if you didn't see it, I mean, it's giving me goosebumps right now. He knocked Gaethje out with 2 seconds left in the fight. Gaethje face down on the mat. Holloway just, I mean, yelling because he's just so pumped up. Dude, it was one. I called it the fight of the year on Twitter because I really, really feel that was that was the best fight I've seen. And I've seen a lot of good fights, you know, recently, but that was the just how it happened. You know, he wasn't even supposed to be there. Then he dominates the fight. And then in the last 10 seconds to put it all on the line, because Holloway could have easily got rocked and won the whole fight and just lost, you know, because he got rocked and he was willing to put it all out there. And it was the most exciting end to a fight, just to, like, I don't know. It's like, in a sense, it's like suicide. You know what I mean? Like, he gave it all up. He had that whole fight won, and he let Gaethje have one last chance to pop him in. And Justin, he's got heavy hands, bro. That's not someone you want to stand in the pocket and throw with. So the entire fight, Holloway is just, you know, bouncing away, jumping in, lunging in. I loved his lunge in. It's such a boxer move. Lunge in with the jab to the body and pop out. Lunge in with the jab to the body and pop out. And that makes guys back up. You know, that gives you more space to move and get out of their range or circle around if they're backing you up against the cage. Dude, he did all the right things. And at the end, just to make it the most exciting thing I've ever seen, he asked him to throw in the center of the ring and just see what happens. He could have very well lost that fight. And he did, like I said, no fear in that man's heart. It was fucking incredible, man. And he got him. And he got him, dude. He knocked his ass out. You know, that was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. Like, I'm taking a drink to that alone. That was fucking incredible, man. I mean, it was probably, by this time, 10:30, 11 at night, dude. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the neighbors heard me yell, because that's how exciting it was. I mean, if you ever see those memes of, like, Joe Rogan, like, yelling, like, whoa, and putting his hands on his co-host, like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened. That literally happened last night. I mean, a minute after the fight, all the announcers can say is, wow. Wow, you know what I mean? Like, it was that big. That was an amazing fight. So this drink right now, Max Holloway, this shit is for you. You are a certified bad motherfucker, okay? Cheers to Max Holloway. Good Lord. I'm gonna go back and try to watch it today. I have this little replay thing I can do. Yeah, dude. That it was just unreal. Like, how do you sleep after that? Yeah, I know I couldn't. So anyway, moving on from that one, that was just such a great fight. Just being the underdog, that spoke to everything that I like about sports, about fighting as well. Fighting's a sport. I love that underdog. You know, nobody gave Holloway a chance, much of a chance. I'm sure his camp and, you know, people that are loyal fans of him were like, no, he's going to do great. And, I've seen him fight a couple of times. That was Holloway. That was a masterclass last night. That was an absolute masterclass and ended with fireworks. Oh my God. You can't ask for much more than that. That place was so loud when that happened, dude. I mean, it was like you won the world championship, you know? I guess it is considered a world championship. Yeah, that was incredible, man. I'm not going to stop thinking about it. I'm going to tell all of my friends until they tell me to shut up about it. So the next one, the co-main, Zhang versus, good Lord, Xianin? That's my best, y'all. That's my best I can do. Zhang came out on top by decision. That was a pretty good fight. That was back and forth. Yeah, so Zhang coming out on top there, co-main event. That was pretty good. Both warriors, those women. They said it was the biggest fight in Chinese history, in Chinese MMA history, which I believe it. And both of those women, man, they can bang, they can sprawl, they can do it all. Submissions, ground and pound. stand on the feet. I mean, it was a really interesting, good fight. I enjoyed it. And the main event, Pereira, I think you say just Pereira, versus Hill, ended 3-14 in the first round, KO/TKO. Pereira just put him out, man. That dude, there's something crazy about Pereira. And it's just really his strength. I guess it's his body type and like how lean he is and how long he is. But if he hits you with the punch, dude, I mean, you're pretty much done. If he hits you in the head, on the temple, on the chin, there's not many people who can stand up to it. I don't know where this guy's power comes from. Obviously, he trains. But some people, you know, it's just a natural gift. You know, he has a natural gift to hit people really hard. As stupid as that sounds, as like meathead as that sounds, he has a natural gift to punch people in the head really hard. Just a natural gift. I was watching this little, this training camp video, and it was just like, I don't know, a 10 or 15 second clip. It was something really short. And it's this machine. It's kind of like that boxing machine you see at bars. You put the money in, you press the button, and the bag falls down, you know, and then you punch it, and then the numbers roll up. It was something like that, except it was just a solid, like, square bag set to, like, a sensor, attached to, like, a metal bar so it wouldn't fall over when you punch it. And it had, you know, a pad on the front, obviously, so they don't break their hand when they punch it. And I saw Pereira do that. Pereira. I keep butchering these names. I'm sorry. I saw him do that. And he got he got like 129,000 score. Or maybe it was 159,000. And they had two other people. The only one I can remember that did it was a heavyweight. Like, he punched the bag. The only one I can remember that did it was a heavyweight. What's the dude's name? Aspinall. The dude that just won. The fast. You know, he's really, really fast for being a heavyweight. He hit it, and he wasn't nearly as powerful. Like, he probably had the lowest. There was like a heavyweight, I guess Pereira's a light heavyweight, and there was someone of a lesser weight category. They all three hit it, and not in this video. They just listed out the scores, you know, in the comments or whatever. I mean, Pereira beat everybody by like 30 or 40,000 points. You know, this thing measures like power. And that's incredible, dude. Like, Aspinall's a big fucking dude. Hitting harder than him. I know Aspinall's fast, and that's a great thing. You know, obviously it worked out for him. But this guy, he's something else. That's basically what I'm trying to say. And that was, that little short clip I saw was a testament to his power. I mean, and it doesn't even look like this guy is punching that hard, but dude, if you get hit by that, it's like getting hit by a freight train. It's just something about his structure, you know what I mean? Like I said earlier, how tall and lean and long he is. It's like when he catches you on the end of that extended arm punch, I mean, that's just like max power. It's all coming from the ground, all coming from his legs. It's fucking incredible, man. So he dusted Hill. I know Hill got up a little upset, was like, why, you know what? But yeah, I mean, bro, you were out. in the replay, when he hit him, Hill's going backwards, slow motion, and his eyes like roll back into his head, dude. It was pretty incredible. Oh man, I thought my recording stopped. So anyways, yeah, great UFC 300. I love it, man. I love it. I hope UFC, it goes to 3 billion, events, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a great sport, man. And the concept that started the sport is such a great concept, you know, like out of all of these styles, Which one is the best? And you know, it happened pretty quick. You know, obviously the first couple of mixed martial arts tournaments they did, everybody had their designated style. You know, you would get a jiu-jitsu guy who wasn't a great boxer, or a, you know, a karate expert who wasn't great on the ground. And it's like it quickly changed to, okay, you need to know how to do every fucking thing. You need to know how to kick. You need to know how to punch. You need to know how to be on the ground, on your back, and on top. I mean, dude, I've seen a guy get knocked out from the top. He was on top of the guy. He stood up, and the guy kicked from the ground, kicked him in the face with his heel, and knocked the dude out. I mean, that was pretty brutal. So yeah, I just love it. He quickly learned, or the fighters quickly learned, I better be more well-rounded, because if fucking Hoyce Gracie takes me to the ground, he's going to constrict me like a boa. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be able to breathe. So I need to learn how to defend myself. So it's come a long way, man. And it's really cool to see, you know, just great show. Great. I'm not going to stop thinking about it all day. It was so amazing. It was really an amazing event. All the celebs were there. It was pretty cool, man. I got to get to one of those. I want to see it live, dude. If I would have seen that, Holloway knockout live, dude, I would have lost my damn mind. I did see it live. I saw it from my TV, but being there, the atmosphere, like, dude, how incredible. I got to get out there. I got to get out there to one of these eventually, and I'm going to. So anyways, let's take another drink. We got a little bit of baseball to talk about. My Texas Rangers, we're doing okay. You know, we almost got no hit by the A's the other day. We actually lost that series, which isn't fun. We almost got no hit. Garcia's our saving grace. So they won that series. We come into Houston for this next series, and we're up a game. They win a game. So today is the rubber match. The last series, I said the, you know, third game was going to be the rubber match, but it was actually a 4-game series. So we're packed in with Houston, like, early on. I think they said we played, like, I don't know, 16 games with them in the first little quarter of the season. It's like, you guys got to, MLB, you got to spread that out, man. This is a great rivalry. We did end up taking that silver boot from them the first series. So today's going to be a good one to see if we can beat those Astros again. They beat us pretty good last night, 9-2, which, you know, it's going to happen. I'm not one of these people panicking, and, you know, it's going to happen, people. I just, if you're new to baseball and you're commenting and you're saying, you know, things like, oh my God, the Rangers don't look the same. No, sit back, relax. It's 162 games. It's going to be okay. I promise it's going to be okay. Even, I'm not saying we're going to win the World Series, but you're going to lose some games out of 162. It's just so silly. I hate seeing people that just started watching because the Rangers won the championship and they want to be the first ones to comment on this shit. It's like, you can't make anyone not comment. So it's their right. Everybody has, you know, the freedom of speech. You can say what you want, but I wish you wouldn't, just for the fact that you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, panicking over a couple of losses early in the season is the dumbest thing you can ever do. I think in any sport, you know, even football, with how many limited games they have, you're going to take a couple of losses in a season. There's not going to be a perfect season. You might get a perfect season, but it's going to be very, very rare, you know? So yeah, you newcomers, just chill, you know, and stop. I can't tell you to stop, but I want to say stop. Stop trying to put people in panic. You know, stop trying to put other fans in panic. Like, stop it. You don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, don't be an elitist, Chris. I can't help it. It just pisses me off. You know, I sit here fucking 162 games watching this fucking team, and then you want to come in and, give your two cents, even though you just watched probably just the World Series because they were in it, you know, and pretending like you fucking know everything about it. Anyway, and I don't know everything about it. Let me just point that out, but I'm a dedicated fan. Anyways, let's take another drink. That's a little bit of what's going on in baseball, from my perspective anyway. NHL, my Dallas Stars, congratulations. Congratulations to my Dallas Stars, Central Division champions at 111 points. I know that's not the end goal. Dude, if I gotta say this, I don't want to be negative, but if we don't win the Stanley Cup this year, it's kind of like that thing that happened with San Jose. You know, they got so damn close. I think that was the year Washington won the championship. No, wait. San Jose actually went to the Stanley Cup final, didn't they? Oh, man, it's been so many years. But anyways, San Jose just building over the years. Marlowe, Thornton, Pavelski, just building and building. And they finally got to it. And they finally got deep in the playoffs. And they lost, you know, obviously. And it's like, I'm kind of to the point with this Stars team, if we don't win it this season, what else can we do? What other moves can we make? We got a good goalie. We have firepower on offense. Our defense has gotten better, you know, ending the season. The first of the season, it was just like, what the hell are these guys doing? And I know there's injuries and there's other factors and stuff, but we looked bad defensively. The reason we won those games is because we can score so much. You know what I mean? Like, we're winning 7-6. It's like, okay, that's not a great game defensively. I'm glad we won. It's just not a great game defensively. You know, you can't let them score 6 on you. That's outrageous. So, yeah, that's my thing. If we don't win it this year, I don't know what else. I don't know what else we can do. I don't know what else, what other moves we can make. Like, who else, what do we got to have fucking, you know, a team full of Gretzky's to win the damn thing? I mean, it's just now or never, in my honest opinion. And I think we have a really great shot. A lot of people are betting on us to win the Stanley Cup. And I hope that's true, but yeah, if we fall short, dude, if we get bounced in the first round or something, Neil's just going to be up there scratching his head. Like, how can I can't do anything more. There's nothing. We have a good coach. We got a good team. We have a good system that we play. Good goalie. Like I said, defense has stepped up a little bit. We probably don't have the best defense. Power play is pretty good. Penalty kill is really good from what I remember. What else is there, dude? Like, if you can't win it with that, what, there's nothing else you can do. There's just nothing. What are we supposed to just keep adding money to the team? High talent money? And it's just like, and obviously nothing's happened yet. One game left in the season for us. That's just my fear. If we don't win the whole damn thing, it's like, what more can we do? You know? So yeah, congratulations to the Stars. I'm not trying to rain on your parade. I appreciate every accomplishment. Congratulations on winning the Central Division. We got one game left against the Blues. The team we're chasing, the Rangers, has one game left against the Senators. I like their chances of winning the last game and winning the President's Trophy than ours. Not to say St. Louis is good this year, but it's St. Louis. They're going to show up for Dallas, and they're going to try to beat the hell out of us. You know, one last, like, fuck you before the end of the season, and they go play golf. You know what I mean? Ottawa, I don't even know if... I don't know if they have that fight in them. You know, maybe something happened between the two teams, Senators and the Rangers. But I don't think Ottawa is even, they're probably already golfing, you know what I mean? The guy probably brings his fucking golf club out on the ice. Oh shit, I forgot my stick. I got my club instead. So we'll see, you know, the President's Trophy isn't a must, and it wasn't really even interesting until I knew we could possibly win it. So the Rangers at 112 points, my Dallas Stars at 111 points. The only way we can win is if the Rangers lose and we win. That'd give us 113 and they'd be at 112. What happens if we get the win, but the Rangers take an overtime loss? That would make us tied in points. That'd give us 113. That'd give them 113. How do they determine that? That's a good question. Maybe we'll have to do a little bit of research to find that out. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. So anyways, there's a lot of UFC. There's a little bit of baseball. There's a little bit of hockey. Let's go Stars. Playoff time. Dallas Mavericks still in fifth place. Time for the playoffs. It looks like we're going to be facing the Clippers. I like our chances against the Clippers, just to put that out there. I like our chances against the Clippers. After that, I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see who we face. But I do like our chances against the Clippers. So, and I think, what's his name? Leonard. Isn't he out? Isn't he hurt? I don't know. So anyways, that's going to do it for me. Thank you guys for listening. As always, don't drink and drive. Treat yourself to an Uber. Treat yourself to a Lyft. Treat yourself to a DoorDash. I got a little DoorDash yesterday. I had a little Pellegrino. It's feeling fancy. So anyways, let's finish these off. If you got them, drink them. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. Whew. All right, guys. I will talk to you next freaking week. I love you all. Be safe out there. Yeah, talk to you soon. Bye.